Hey everyone, thanks for connecting with this message from Hurricane Community Church, where we're all about inviting people into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ. If you'd like to connect with us further, consider subscribing to our YouTube channel or following us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Most importantly, we hope that connecting with HCC will help you take next steps in connecting with God.
What comes to mind when you hear the phrase, more than a feeling? Well, if you're of a certain generation, or maybe just a classic rock fan, your mind might go to the 1976 song by the group Boston of the same title. It took band member Tom Scholz more than 5 years to write this song. But one of the reasons it became popular was because in some way it connected with humankind's innate desire to love and be loved. The phrase, more than a feeling, goes beyond just a song, though, because it is oftentimes our feelings that stand in the way or create a barrier to sustaining relationships for the long haul. We see this play out in all sorts of relationships. We see people who expect to be friends forever and then have a disagreement and never speak to each other again. We see siblings who have a falling out and never speak to each other again. We see couples stand at the altar and vow to love one another forever. And then something happens and something changes and they don't even want to be in the same room with each other anymore. If we take our cues from the relationships we've seen and definitely from the culture we live in, the solution to this is to simply, when our feelings change in a relationship, we choose a different relationship rather than change the relationship we're currently in. We change the relationship because we want to change our feelings. So, as I researched this message, one of the resources I used had a great illustration about how our feelings can create a barrier or stand in the way of sustaining relationships for the long haul. Let's meet Mr. and Mrs. Mugg. Mr. and Mrs. Mugg met in college, and everything was great. After all, they were committed to growing in a relationship with one another, putting their best foot forward, and seeing where the relationship might go. Mr. and Mrs. Mugg eventually get married and start their journey on marital bliss. And then along the way, something happens. Mr. and Mrs. Mugg bump into each other, and stuff comes out. And Mr. and Mrs. Mugg begin to experience not just a one-time bumping into each other, but Mr. and Mrs. Mugg bump into each other more than once. And every time Mr. and Mrs. Mugg bump into each other, stuff comes out. And the reason stuff comes out is because the stuff is what's in there. Things get more interesting when Mr. and Mrs. Mugg begin to blame one another for what comes out. Mr. Mugg blames Mrs. Mugg for the stuff that comes out of him. And Mrs. Mugg blames Mr. Mugg for the stuff that comes out of her. The challenge is that every time they bump into each other, stuff continues to come out. Stuff that she never imagined was in him, and stuff he never imagined that was in her. And though our tendency is to blame one another, the reality is stuff comes out because that's the stuff that's in there. So what's the solution? The solution, if we take our cues from the culture around us, is to change the relationship. But when we take our cues from Jesus, there is a different and a better path. When we take our cues from Jesus, we treat love as a verb, the other person as if they're the most important person in the room. All of which sounds great in theory, but for many of us has become challenging, to say the least. The bottom line solution is, if we are going to if we are going to navigate relationships that last for the long haul, we are going to have to pay attention to what's inside of us, because it is what's inside of us that comes out, no matter who or what kind of relationship we are in. Solomon, Israel's third king, is often considered the second wisest man who ever lived. Some people rank him as the wisest man who ever lived, but I always put him second behind Jesus. During his life, Solomon wrote a collection of what are called Proverbs, which are short, memorable sayings that describe how life basically and generally works. Because they are short, there's not a lot of surrounding context to them, and because they describe how life generally works, there are always exceptions. The proverb of Solomon that we consider now is important in sustaining relationships for the long haul. Here's what Solomon wrote. Above all else. Now Solomon starts out pretty strong with these words, above all else. It's almost like he's saying, in the context of everything else I've written, in the context of everything else I've ever said, pay close attention, because what I'm about to say is really, really, really important. Maybe even more important than anything else. And this is saying a lot for Solomon, because he wrote about a ton of stuff. He wrote about money and life in general and health and relationships and all of these types of dynamics about how life generally works. And here he says, above all else, pay attention. This may be more important than anything else. And then he drops what is most important. Above all else, guard your heart. Pay attention to what's going on inside of you. The word guard carries the idea of identifying what is of value and keeping it safe from harm and danger. The heart in the Jewish culture was the center of emotion. It was the seat of how we feel. And so what Solomon is saying here is, above all else, guard your heart. Pay attention to what's going on inside of you. Pay attention to your heart and to protect how we feel from danger and harm. If we were asked to share our plan for guarding our heart, most of us would not really have much of anything to say, because most of us don't have a plan to guard our heart. And sometimes we just take it for granted, but other times we intentionally think it's just a bunch of nonsense, that it's not that important, that it's not that big a deal. But Solomon says this is as important as anything else we do. And it's important as anything else we do because it is what is in our hearts that comes out when we get bumped into. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten bumped into, and what has come out of me, I've questioned where it came from. The kids have upset me, and I've reacted with harsh anger and words that have hurt them. And I've stepped back and wondered where it came from. And when I realize that where it came from is my heart, I have to question the condition of my heart. And when I realize that it comes from my heart, I have to wonder how much more effective my responses would be, how much better my relationships would be, if I was as good at monitoring my heart as I am at monitoring other people's behavior. When we get bumped into, it's easy to blame someone else for our shortcomings. It's easy to blame someone else for what comes out of us. But if what Solomon writes here is correct, there is a direct connection between our hearts and how we feel and what comes out of us. You see, in every relationship, and especially in the relationships with those closest to us, we want to feel a certain way. We want to feel loved and appreciated and respected. And when that doesn't happen, it's easy to shift our focus to their behavior rather than to pay attention to what's going on inside of us. If we want relationships that are going to sustain for the long haul, we have to guard our heart because, as Solomon said, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. In some way, there is a connection between our hearts and what's going on inside of us and the context of our relationships and sustaining them for the long haul. In some way, Jesus said the same thing when he said, out of the overflow of the mouth, the heart speaks. Or I'm sorry, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. And then he also said, it's what comes from the inside of a person that makes him or her unclean. What's going on inside of us affects everything and everyone around us. If we do not guard our hearts are left vulnerable to the influences and impact of the culture around us, the relationships we've seen, the relationships we've experienced. And if we want to maintain relationships for the long haul, above all else, guard your heart. So, what are some ways? What are a couple of ways that we might be able to do this? There are probably many ways, but there are a couple of ways that we're going to focus and pay attention to as we begin to kind of wrap up this part of the Staying in Love series. The first suggestion is to simply push pause. When we get bumped into, to simply just push pause. Most of us have heard the old adage, think before you speak. And maybe when we get bumped into, our response could be better, would be better, if we simply took time to think before we said anything. I know for me personally, I have to believe that the times when I have left damaged relationships because of reactions or harsh anger or words that I've chosen, that those situations would be better if I would have taken more time to think before I said anything. And I have to believe that those relationships would be better. And I have to believe that those people would be less hurt if I had just taken time to push pause and think about what I'm feeling before I said anything. In every relationship, there are these moments. In every relationship, there are these times when pushing pause is the wise decision. When we push pause, it gives us time to ask questions. Questions like, am I feeling angry right now? And if so, why? And when I'm able to identify that I'm feeling angry and able to identify why I'm feeling angry, I'm able to formulate a better response to the situation. Am I feeling hurt? Am I feeling embarrassed? Am I feeling disappointed or disrespected? And if so, how can I reframe my reaction because I've identified and paid attention to what's going on inside of me? As we navigate this, Solomon's words give us some very profound application. You know, for many of us, it might feel good to unleash what we feel in a moment, but usually that feeling only lasts for a moment. And eventually it turns into shame and regret, because we know that we have damaged relationships and hurt those we care about. And the reality is that most often, the people we unleash on the most are the people that we are in closest relationship with. We can always change the people we're in relationship with. And sometimes it's necessary to change the status of a relationship. But what is inside of us will always come out, no matter who we're in relationship with or what kind of relationship it is. We can interchange the names and the faces of our relationships, but we can never interchange the condition of our hearts. And this leads to the second thing that we can do to guard our hearts, which in reality may be the first thing that we could do to guard the condition of our hearts. And that is to guard your heart in relationship to and with God. If our heart is at the center of our emotion, if our hearts are at the seat of how we feel, there is wisdom in paying attention to what is taking place in our hearts in relationship to and with God. Because there is no one who wants us to love and be loved more than God. There is no one who wants us to experience relationships that sustain and last for the long haul more than God. There is no one who wants us to fall in love and stay in love more than God. There is no one who wants us to pay attention to what's going on inside of us more than God. It's actually the very reason Jesus came, was because of God's great love for us. And there will be all sorts of things that try to pull us away from God's love. But if we are going to pay attention to what's going on inside of us, there is no greater starting point than God's great love for us and our response in relationship to that love. For many of us, when we get bumped into, we want to blame others. When we get bumped into, we wonder where what came out of us came from. And when we step back and we realize that what comes out of us is what's in us, no matter what kind of relationship, we can discover and we can see, and maybe, just maybe, we can embrace the wisdom of Solomon, who simply said, "Above all else, guard your hearts, for everything you do flows from it." Let me pray as we wrap up this time together. Dear God, thank you for this wisdom from Solomon. Thank you for this proverb, this short, memorable saying that teaches us how life generally works in relationship with one another. And God, there are people connecting with this message today that are at all different points in relationships. There are people who are struggling because the relationships they've experienced and seen didn't model for them the kind of relationships that they desire. But yet, in each of us, there is an innate desire to love and be loved. And there are cues that Jesus has given us that we can follow. And there is wisdom from a guy like Solomon that we can implement to guard the condition of our hearts so that what comes out of us is healthy and honoring to the relationships that we have and to the people with whom we are in relationship. And so God, today, for each and every one of us, help us take a step to guard our hearts and to develop relationships that will last for the long haul. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for choosing to spend this time with us at the online campus of Hurricane Community Church. We certainly hope that it's not your last time, and we hope that you'll connect with us again next time as we kick off a brand new series. In the meantime, guard your heart and develop relationships that sustain for the long haul.
Thanks again for tuning in, and we hope this message helped you take a step in your relationship with God. If you're considering other ways to connect, check out HCC's website, social media, and YouTube channels.